Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. I
Don't Get It Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast Ramble Edition 127.
Is it really 127?
I don't know. Like, what do you think it would be? Like, if we were just doing rambles?
We probably had like 60...
No, I would say 70 rambles.
Yeah. I'd say about 81.
81? Well, I'm going to go through tonight and tally, and I'll get back to you on the actual statistics.
How the hell did you guys come up with numbers like that?
I don't know. That was this is what came out of my mouth.
We do half rambles.
Yeah.
And then the beginning, we did more.
Exactly. We did more rambles.
We did only rambles like the first 4 months.
The first 40 something.
Remember, Ashley, you and I recorded our first one ever that never aired.
Oh my God, you guys, they played it for me, and I go, this is awful.
Wait,
oh,
I wanted to say
I'm sorry.
You guys, Ashley and I wrote down a bunch of stuff, and we're like, okay, like, are we going to be able to fill like 30, 40 minutes an hour? And we wrote down like a bunch of obviously fast food stuff.
It was all food oriented.
We literally talked. It was the sprinkle one.
Do sprinkles have flavor?
I think I'm too loud.
Do sprinkles have flavor? Yep. That was one of our first ones.
Ashley, yeah, remember we argued over that
You're right. You're right.
And then
Lauren was like, I've got to turn this off.
We had Ashley record and we're like so excited. We turned it off and then Lauren's like, that was so bad.
My brain cells all died.
Me and Ashley,
I bet you if you were listening to these rambles, you'd still think that.
I just leaned into it, guys.
You think it's good.
No, I definitely think it's entertaining.
Do you guys think if we overheard three girls, if we overheard three women talk the way we talk next to us, like at an airport, would you be annoyed by them, roll your eyes, be sad for the world, or would you be like, they're pretty cool?
Sad for the world and laughing. Probably both.
Like I relate to them and like I hate the sound of it.
Yeah, exactly. And we just put it out in the world.
Yeah, but at the same time, Lauren and I listen to Chris D'Elia's podcast, and he just rambles to himself, and we think it's entertaining.
But the most intellectual of thoughts.
Well, I know. But, you know.
You're pretty intellectual, Lauren and I, Kennedy.
Yeah, I think you are, too.
Thanks, guys.
You're cerebral.
Cerebral. Oh, my God. We should just cancel the rest of the episode.
It really just flubbed out of my mouth.
Cerebral.
Sorry, my tongue wasn't prepared to get that in there.
So
I like last time have a nice list of I don't get it, and I know Naz had a date two nights ago that she's going to regale the story of with us for the first time.
There's a couple guy updates I'll talk about later, okay. But let's do I don't get it first.
Are you sure?
I think you should start with them. So do you guys remember that professor in January that I spoke to for
the one that totally ditched
a week?
You.
Yeah. So long story short, I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast. I talked to this guy for a week nonstop. I think you did share. I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. We had a 2-hour phone call. Basically, we never met up because of him. Like, he sort of made plans that didn't make plans and was like, oh, I want to get coffee tomorrow morning. And I was like, well, I can't meet up till like 3. And he's like, oh, well, then I'm not free then or something.
Yeah.
When I had literally told him I was only free after 3, like weeks or the week before. And then I said, he was like, can I let you know tomorrow? And I was like, oh, can you let me know now? Like, so I can plan my day. And like, then he never responded.
Just like have a floater day tomorrow so I can maybe fill it if
yeah,
I feel
like who has time to wait around for someone?
Yeah, that's like making you an option, not a priority.
Absolutely.
And it was so frustrating because I like invested so much time into this person that I actually thought was cute. I was actually excited about.
You invested thought.
We talked 2 hours on a phone. So anyways, we never meet. He never responds. I was livid. That was end of January. So a month has now gone by. He sends me this video. Oh, by the way, guys, he is a college professor at a major university in Southern California in psychology.
No way. What?
So he ghosts me or whatever you want to call it. Then he sends me this video of like this beautiful hike.
When was this?
This was Tuesday.
Yesterday. Wait, is this the first time he's reached out? No.
He reached this out the first a couple time?
Of,
no.
I thought he reached out a couple days after he bailed
on
you.
No, he did.
He said something random, something that had made no sense.
And oh, you're right about his class.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Read your text.
No, look.
You deleted it then.
No.
Oh,
he sent me. Yeah, he sent me that working on my slides. Yeah, no, you're right. That was one time.
And
but
you were
that
like,
was
like, I'm not responding.
Yeah, that was like a couple days later. Okay. Wow, you guys have such a good memory. Anyways, whatever. It was. I didn't respond. So then he sends this video of this beautiful hike. Over a month later, let's go on this hike sometime, Naz. How are you?
No.
So I respond.
What the fuck?
Hey, guy's name. I'm great. Hope you're well, too. That hike looks amazing. To be honest, I don't know if our time is coming gone already. I didn't really appreciate the way you handled our last interaction and meeting that never happened. And I'm not sure if I'm interested in investing time in an experience like that again. Doesn't respond.
Stop.
Like, what? Oh, I...
Psychology professor.
Okay, tell me if you guys think I'm crazy. I'm actually thinking of doing this. We're only on like this world one. So like I genuinely want to walk into his class and just hijack the room and like go straight rom-com and just say, how are you teaching students about the male and female psyche and you don't know how to communicate with someone? Like I'm so actually baffled.
I wonder what his like sect of the field he's in.
I think it's more in like baby and behavioral stuff, but still.
It's still very interesting. Why can't he respond to that?
What a weirdo. And then one of my friends said that there's guys out there that literally just want pen pals and have no intention of meeting up with people. And I'm like, I've never encountered this, even though I've encountered a lot of weird experiences. And I'm like, is this a new kind of thing now? I'm sure it's been happening for a while.
I don't think I've ever encountered a guy like that.
Why would someone just want to talk and never meet?
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, Lois, tell him. And he's not...
She said this shit's so dumb, she says.
And he's... It's not... All right, Lo. It's not a catfish because I, like, Googled him and, like, the university and, like, his, you know, his face is the same face. And, I mean, wait, it could be a catfish, I guess. Anyway, so there's not much more to say about that except just another colossal waste of time. And I never knew that there's just guys out there that just want to plan on meeting but never actually meet.
If someone ever confronted me as hard as Naz confronts guys, I would be like, I am just so sorry. I did this. I had this going on. Make up any excuse so this person wouldn't hate me anymore. But guys, I'm not generalizing, but obviously I just said guys tend to just not respond.
I know.
They're like, oh, fuck this.
I know, exactly. They literally say, fuck this. They get stood up to. They're just like, pass.
Yeah,
they're
so
like, what is an adjective for someone that just avoids things? Like, because even remember what I said? No, you guys just reminded me that he texts something randomly different. It's so, is that like
sociopathic? He's trying to like, he's just breadcrumbing. He's trying to breadcrumb you and you're not the breadcrumbing kind of girl.
Weird. That's what it is. Probably what it is. But like, who is the bread? I mean, some girls buy into it. Sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
He wants to take me on a hike.
Yeah, I know.
So guess what? He went on that hike without you. He could have asked you to go on that hike.
So
but why are you thinking about me a month later when you never like responded as to why we never met in the first place?
Do you think he sees the students?
Probably.
Yeah. Is that illegal in college?
He's actually really
frowned upon in college.
It's
frowned upon, but not illegal. Yes, it is. It must
be.
No,
they're adults. It's not illegal.
It must be like against the code of conduct of the university.
Against the code of conduct, not the American law.
Yeah, you can't go. Yeah, you can't go to jail. Wow, that's interesting.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, so ready? Let's talk about the other update.
Oh, the other date, there's nothing... There's nothing really there.
What happened?
Sushi in Venice. I was really excited about him.
You went all the way to Venice for him?
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
But I like wanted to go to this place, so I was like down. But he wanted to meet halfway, so it wasn't
Where's his way?
He lives on the west side.
But what's halfway? Like where was
he? Like Century City. We were going to meet at Century City, but I was like, nah. So anyways, I don't know. This guy, he was just, I can tell a lot about a guy on a date. Because they've obviously followed me on Instagram at this point. This is the world we live in now. And so some of them like asked me about what Heartbroken Anonymous is. And I can tell a lot about the kind of guy it is based on their reaction.
Oh, okay.
To, like, a good reaction would be someone like Jared, which would be like, oh my God, that's like that's really cool. Good, yeah. Or would open up or be like, you know, I've had time. I don't know. There's no like scripted perfect answer, but just like a warm feeling essentially.
Of course.
And this guy was sort of like,
he probably was like,
laughy
man,
about
how
it.
Damaged are you like, to have to like form that?
It wasn't like that. It was more just like laughy about it and not. And I'm like,
he didn't know what to say.
I'm like, that's like such a bad tone. Like you can think here's the thing with this guy where he failed. You can think whatever you want. It's a free country, but there's certain things you don't say on a first date or that you have to reveal. And he would say things like, he's so well traveled, but he would be like, oh my God, like Muslim countries. Well, he's like, are you Muslim? And I'm like, what? Who says this? And he grew up in like San Diego and he kept making like a Spanish accent, but like it wasn't good.
Muslim.
He's Italian. And it was just
Italian
like,
making Spanish accents. And
I was just like, this is so weird. It's not like we're friends, like where I know. And it like was so off, you know? And then he says he was married before. Uh-huh. And he's like, I would never get married again unless it was to have a family.
But
that's it. Like, you wouldn't marry someone because you love them.
Yeah.
And he goes,
children.
No. He's like, then I just be with them.
But
just
so
for
does
children.
He want children?
Yeah, he like wants a family. Like, right. So he just came
up. He basically wants to get married because he wants to have a relationship.
And he wants
but
to
he
be
also
with
have a
someone.
Family.
Yeah. But
he wants a relationship and a family. Yeah. So you're going to get married again.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, he made it seem like it wasn't for love at all. Like, he doesn't care about that.
Just for reproducing.
So he came off, like, kind of misogynistic. And then I could tell, like, I went to the bathroom because I was like, oh, my God. This is so not my person that I want to be with. Like, I already know. And I could tell because when I came back from the bathroom, he's like, I know I get, like, word vomit and I know blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, like, you are saying literally everything you should never say.
Did you say that?
No. In my head. I was nice. And he doesn't know I feel this way. I said, like, thanks for the date, whatever. I'm not going on a second date.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate because I was really physically attracted to him. Like, in my head, I was like, oh, maybe I'll make out with him tonight. But, like, I was so grossed
out. So, wait,
out.
I want to... When you were talking about Heartbroken Anonymous,
I'm still stuck on that.
Was he like, what? So all these people sit in a circle?
No, he wasn't that. It wasn't... All these things are very subtle, but you know how like you feel an energy. Mm-hmm. It was more like that. So it wasn't like he was like this dick, because he wasn't. But he would say like, oh, okay, like don't people need to like go to therapy for things like that? Or like people actually like say, I don't know, like the way he was saying it just sort of was like, I don't know. It was like, oh, this is like this thing I started, and like we're on a first date. Like you can think that, but what do you say out of your mouth? Like, oh, just, that's great. Like, why would you like
saying,
say
oh,
what you're
great
actually?
Is never gonna...
What would like maybe hurt someone's feelings?
Right.
No, just
and I'm not sensitive. You guys know this. It was just like an energy where I was like, and whatever. I could marry someone that doesn't like Heartbroken Anonymous.
No, look,
just like weird.
I'm annoyed at anyone who wouldn't have praise for that. Like or like. I'm sorry.
Just
I
feel
wouldn't.
Like warm,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Anyone who didn't like have grace in talking about that is like not somebody for you.
I think there's men that can be strong and sensitive, like Jared. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I really want. And I think a lot of guys are like scared to ever admit they'd cry. And like he was very much more like that kind of guy,
right.
Which is fine to be. It's just not my kind of guy.
It's becoming more prevalent to have those sensitive guys or feel more comfortable being sensitive.
I want someone like my dad.
Yeah.
So he just, That was it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just felt like I think
that's was the sushi good?
Sushi was bomb, and it was free. So
I think it was a viable. You definitely have reason to not go out. And
yeah, I'm definitely.
It's not like, oh no, you're just trying to talk yourself.
Yeah,
out of
and I'm glad you say that because I was like, fuck. I hope I'm not like just being so picky. But yeah, I just know I don't want to be with someone like
that.
Do
you have any other lined up?
No, I need to. But I am going to a wedding this weekend, so maybe I'll pick someone up there.
You guys know why we have a Rothy's ad every single podcast? It's because you guys buy Rothy's. Why? Because I do a fantastic job selling Rothy's. Because Rothy's fucking rocks.
Ashley loves Rothy's so much. Every time we get an email about Rothy's and a sponsorship, Ashley's like the first to respond. Well, and like, she's like, when? What's the code?
Yeah, I was like, give me more free stuff. I talk you guys up so well because you guys are freaking awesome. You are made from recycled water bottles.
Saving the planet.
What's the stat here?
It's a lot.
How many water bottles have they saved?
35 million water
35
bottles.
35 million water bottles have been made to make your most comfortable flats ever because they don't cut up the back of your heel like every other flat in the world. They expand for people that have wide feet like me, and they have over $1,000. They have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable. Another great, like, there's nothing wrong with these flats.
What I love about them, I know what I love about them is that they have so many different colors, prints, and patterns, and they're available in a range of styles. So like, not only can you get the flat, I don't know if you guys listening know this, they have sneakers, yeah, loafers, yeah, points, all of them incredibly comfortable.
I just got a new pair and it looks like a ballet slipper because, you know, my like goal in life that is totally unattainable.
What?
Would be like to be a point dancer.
Oh,
like,
really?
The least
unattainable.
Attainable dream someone has ever had.
Truly. No, truly. So I thought, well, if I can't wear point shoes, I might as well wear, you know, flats that look like ballet shoes.
So you could feel like a ballerina.
Yes. Yeah, so they have a new style. They have like these ties. So I got pink ones with little pink ties.
So cute.
Yeah, they're very cute.
I love that.
You guys can go and check out Rothy's at rothys.com/get it. Comfort, sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Rothys.com/get it today. Oh, Lauren, I was thinking this. So since this is wacky, out of total right field, but I thought I'd bring it up on the podcast.
I'm scared.
Because it's about Naz and dating.
Wait.
So I've been...
I'm scared.
I've been talking to one of Lauren and my old guy friends about being on The Bachelorette, and he's not going to be able to be on this season, but he's possibly going to be in the running for next year.
Oh, do I know?
No.
Oh.
But I was talking to his friend about him being on the show because it was like we used to hang out with him and his like two best guy friends. And what if Naz met, I won't Mike drop his, yeah.
Oh, I almost
Mike.
Just said it.
What Mike?
Yeah.
What if Naz,
fine,
so
say.
He's
he
going to
give a fuck.
He's going to be in LA next week.
Wait, what is he great?
What if
Yeah,
Naz?
He's pretty great.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Yeah, why?
Wait.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking too.
Wait, I'm so excited.
He's
Who
a real estate
this?
Agent.
Yeah. He makes a lot of money. Not that that makes
not
any difference,
matters,
but he's very successful and hardworking.
But he's funny
and sensitive
and, quick.
He's
and like
sober.
Nice. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
You remember that one time you did think that it mattered?
No, because you know the guy that I've been like hooking up with randomly is. Yeah. I don't care about that.
Okay, well, remember how you had like a question about it at first? Because you were like, how am I supposed to...
You couldn't help but wonder?
You couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah, but that was when I met that guy I was hooking
up
with.
Yeah, and then you kind of like realized it wasn't
no,
an issue
at all.
No, of
course, it's not. Well, I'd love to meet him as a person. Not like with an expectation that like we like each other.
Fine.
Jared hates him.
No, because you know I
he used
hate
to text
that.
Jared like totally thought that he was like on a roster back when like
Jared
and I were just friends.
Yeah.
And he'd text me and then Jared would be like, a guy named Mike just texted you. And I'd be like, okay, like I kissed him as a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Mature.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so... But
that's
you
hilarious.
Guys, you guys,
okay, wait,
yeah,
you guys where you started this? You said I've been talking to this
because I was talking to Chad.
Yeah,
and then I thought, oh, I don't. I was like, I really want Chad to be on The Bachelor.
Speaking of Bachelorette, Ashley, I know you probably talked about this at nauseam, but I'm like so excited for Claire to be Bachelorette because I hope she's a bunch of older guys. Oh, and then
salt and pepper babies coming on my television screen.
Silver foxes, George Clooney, where you at? And then I'm going to go on because he's going to be older. Okay. Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
It's all going to be dependent on whether Naz is allowed to, because I don't know if any, no producer has ever done it before, but is it even in your producer contract? Be like, if you are a producer on the show, you can never appear as a cast member.
First of all, producers deserve love too.
Yeah.
And whatever, I posted in the Facebook group because the casting for Love is Blind season 2 came up, and I was like, should I do this?
Yeah, we can get you in.
Should I do it?
Let's get you in so fast.
Yeah, but that's so weird. They get married so fast.
You don't have to say yes.
Or get engaged
so
fast.
Just date through a wall for a while.
Yeah, but in order to go to Mexico, then the girl has to like say yes to the proposal.
Okay, so what? They're going to have 14 billion couples because they know the rules now? It's going to be all fucked. They didn't know that before.
Yeah, I guess.
They just said, go date. If you get engaged, you get engaged. They probably don't even tell them. You get to go to Mexico now. You get a wedding and all this stuff.
I'm not done with the show. I don't think you are either, right? Lauren, you finished it?
I finished it. I haven't seen the reunion yet. Okay.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to download them all for the plane. But we're actually trying to get cast on the podcast, guys. So, because I know everyone's obsessed with it.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Because the show was taped in 2018.
Yeah.
And I've known about it since 2018 because the publicist on the show is one of our good friends. To our wedding, and then she's just been like, yeah, we have this Netflix show with Nick and Vanessa, right? And
I'm obviously Nick Lachey when he says that in episode one.
I'm obviously
goes, so I'm funny. Vanessa, and he goes, and I'm obviously Nick Lachey. Wait. I fucking watched it 10 times, you guys. It was so funny.
That totally went over my head.
That's so weird. That why would they keep that in?
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
Yeah.
This is a very irreverent show. Yeah. It's like the weirdest shit happens.
How much of a role does Nick and
they're on twice?
Yeah, I know,
they're
barely
on it. They're on like twice. I was literally walking Gertie. I'm like, why the fuck did they pay them for that show if they go, hi, I'm Vanessa and Nick? You know?
There's like no host.
Because I guess you need someone to sort of explain the rules.
They just say, now that you're in Mexico, this is what's going to happen.
I think you need someone to do it. Unless you do
a voiceover.
Unless you do Love Island, where my friend actually does a voiceover for Matt.
Oh, really?
That's random.
What was I going to say? But I don't want to go too deep into it, but I do want to talk to you guys about it, especially you, or no, all of us, because everyone was like, I think the concept is so incredible. And everyone's obviously like, such a great concept. You don't see the person, you fall in love with their soulmate.
Right. Hasn't come up with
you know what I have been thinking about though? And I don't know if this is just something, because I have a deeper voice. And I'm like, if a guy is a sweet talker, first of all, would he have an advantage? Yes. And if you have a deeper voice, imagine like a Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
I feel like men, then they sort of judge you on your voice.
Well, yeah, that
what do
one
you think?
That,
do you think I'm off about
this?
No,
the girl Jessica with the
Jessica with the high voice. I was like, that is like the kind of voice that guys love, that kind of voice. Like, they're always so drawn to it. It's like Claire.
Look,
Claire Crawley has
your
that like voice that guys love.
Goes
but do you
with
think,
your face.
You think?
Yes.
I feel like
your
my
voice goes with your face.
Oh, man.
I think everyone's does.
I think you're right.
So that's why
I don't think my voice goes to my face.
Yeah, but your face is beautiful, and so is your voice.
My voice is
you
manly.
You literally talk for a
your
living.
Your voice
makes
is
sense.
Not manly. Your voice isn't like it's
but yours is way more girlier than mine.
Yours might be like deeper on a deeper octave, but it doesn't mean that you're like doesn't it sounds like a guy.
Lauren,
I really wanted to get it out, guys.
Is Lauren's deeper than mine? Yours is
I don't remember.
Lauren definitely
I don't remember what I sound
I don't
like.
Lauren speaks less feminine than you do. Like with less feminine, like what's
and
the
inflections.
Your inflections are
okay,
like
cool.
Less feminine.
Do you guys think we do well on that show
yes.
with our voices?
I do.
I think you both would.
You don't think you would?
Actually,
no.
We sound the same.
I think you sound better than me.
What? You have like the most feminine voice out of all three of us.
What?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the voice matches up with the face. When I close my eyes and I see these people dating, I know exactly what they look like. And that's why they're match with each other.
You know what
they
we should do? We
physically should... are very equal to each other.
That we is should... true, which
You're
I was
right.
so happy about. Yeah. I was like, no one's ending
no
up
one's,
with goobers on this.
Everyone's very happy.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, maybe I'll do this.
Well, also, they didn't cast any ugly people. They're all attractive.
But they still match exactly how I would pair them if I saw them, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? What if we watch Love is Blind Blind? Like, what if we watched it with eye masks over
That's
it?
That's genius. We should watch season two blind.
And then you get... Yeah.
That's yeah. What we should watch season two blind and see if we think that person a match. Is what... Yeah. Yeah.
Or a match.
Or what they look like.
Yeah.
Are we surprised after we get to know
them?
Yes.
Should... Oh, when, man.
Wait, let's invent watch parties.
And then we'll be shocked when we get to see them both at the same time.
This is an interactive experience. We will be putting this on at a pop-up on Sunset Boulevard next season. Everyone stay tuned.
They gotta do this.
Watch Love is Blind Blind.
They better hurry up with that second season so we can do it.
It's like that blind leading the blind.
I'm sure. So they're casting now and you're gonna do
it. So they're casting now and I've been thinking about it, but who knows?
Well, if you want, just let us know.
I probably won't.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
It could be really good for you.
It could be really good for me to not see them. Because I care more about soul, but what if I do see them and I'm like, ugh.
You'll be fine. You really are.
I think you're fine. You're very accepting.
I know, but then I'll be making out with someone I don't like, and then I'll be acting like I like them, and then I'll be fake. Because I won't want the world tape.
Then you just say no thank you at the altar.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Anyways, that's my Love is Blind talk.
Ah, beta bread.
So
beta.
I wore them.
Beta bread.
I wore them last week to some like worky thing, and I was just like, I can't believe this company. Like they have done it. They figured it out.
Literally, so simple. The best thing since I'm not going to say sliced bread. I'm going to say Spanx because this is the greatest invention in life. Especially, I think just because I'm on camera and sometimes when it's that time of the month, I feel extremely large, but I still have to dress up and wear something comfortable. And I hate putting on jeans. And Beta Brand is a dress pant, yoga pant.
They're classy. Actually, I have an audition after this podcast. I'm going to go just slip those on, and I'm not even going to have to feel like I'm getting out of my sweats.
No, it feels like you're literally wearing a yoga pant, but you look like you're dressed up for the day. It's the most, it's revolutionary. So cross one thing off your list with Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. They're perfect for the busy woman who wants to look great and doesn't have time to be distracted by uncomfortable clothing.
They come in a whole bunch of cuts, colors, styles. I have the black and white checkered and I have the black one. And
I have the full black one with like, it sort of like goes out.
Those checker ones? The
flare.
Beta Brand?
The flare
ones,
those
are super cute. I had no idea.
Yes.
Very good.
They're amazing. So they have the boot cut, they have straight leg, they have skinny, cropped, more. Like I said, there's flare. That might be the boot cut.
They also have that pair with 8 pockets, which is wild.
Wait, that is cool. And they have like, you guys, it looks like you're probably like yoga pant. Like what's distinguishing of it?
Right.
Well, they have fake buttons and fake loops and fake pockets to make them look like dress pants.
Right. But some of them actually do have real pockets. But right now our listeners can get 20% off their first order when you go to betabrand.com/get it. That's 20% off your first order at betabrand.com/get it. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you will ever wear to work. And Ashley, Naz, and Lauren agree. So go to betabrand.com/get it for 20% off.
Okay. So anything else?
Oh yeah. I also wanted to say, as a producer, the show's incredible, but as a producer, I am weary of, because they're already in a highly produced, manipulated situation, how real these conversations are. And if they're not, are they being produced by a producer on the side where if they have nothing to talk about, is someone like, hey, go in and ask Gianna about this, you know? And then to me, that's like, you have to make a show at the end of the day, but also like, are these people really what we think they are?
That's true.
But they are together after a year. I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, no, I know. They've been together for a year and a half.
No, some, we haven't said who,
they've
but there is someone.
They've been married for a year and a half. They're a couple that's married.
Is there only one?
I don't know.
Well,
everyone has Instagram.
I've been closing my eyes. I've been blind to it.
That leads me to my first I don't get it. So we can get an I don't get it out.
No, wait. I'm not done with that for a second.
Okay,
because what I think is so crazy about that show is because it's like the first love reality show that is bingey. People have like,
It's not the first viral big one.
I know, but like, I haven't watched it yet, and so many people haven't, and it's all word of mouth. But the thing is, everybody knows the ending. It's not like The Bachelor where you can like,
Seeing these people go crazy is the entertaining thing.
I mean, the concept is
not really about who ends up together in the end. Well, it's about the process.
Well, it is for me, and I'll explain to my I don't get it. But I truly feel like it's an incredible way to meet someone this day and age. You don't even see them. You know nothing about them. It's like so, so good. But my I don't get it is why people are so anxious to know the endings of The Bachelor, of Love is Blind. Like, I cannot stand people who spoil. I think it's so irritating.
Yeah.
And of course, like, sometimes I want to know things, but like, I don't know. I just feel like there's people out there that are like, this is what the end of The Bachelor is, or like, this is what I figured out, or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, don't you want to watch and like be shocked? Just me?
No, I think there's two different kinds of people. Ones who enjoy investigating and figuring out and finding out on their own. And then ones that are just like, surprise me.
I guess investigating could be a fun game in itself, but I just think it's so like not fun to watch then. If someone told me the end of a movie, why would I go watch the movie then?
Other than this season, I normally kind of know the Bachelor ending and I still find it pretty fun.
Really?
I don't find it as fun as I have this season.
I've probably been
more excited about like getting the episode in my inbox every week because I don't know the ending.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why people would not want that feeling.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
It's like so fun to holy shit.
Lauren's right. That's definitely true.
People love sleuthing and then they like try to figure, like put puzzle pieces together to find out like them revealing the secret.
Yeah.
In their life.
But this day and age, like with Love is Blind and all this streaming stuff now, it's gotten so awful. I mean, even with we live on the West Coast, so even with the East Coast feed of Bachelor, you're in the middle of the episode, you're scrolling through your phone on commercial, and boom, there's the ending. Boom.
Your mom calls you, she says, can you believe that so-and-so got loved?
I know.
Fuck
it! But whatever, that's... Okay, what's your... I don't get it.
Okay, well, I have a number of them. They're all very silly. We'll start with salmon. Okay, so I, like, don't get salmon. I've never... I used to eat it because I knew it was healthy, but I don't understand why it's like a thing that people order at restaurants. Like, yuck.
Yeah, I would never pick to eat it.
That's so crazy to me. You guys are crazy.
To eat it.
You guys are crazy. Salmon is so tasty if it's done well. We had this discussion. It's so hard to like cook stovetop salmon.
Yeah.
And like if salmon is not good, it's fucking awful. But when you can get a good piece of salmon that you cut with a fork that breaks down so easily and it's so juicy.
You gotta have the right sides with the salmon. But if you see a salmon on the menu and you see a nice piece of meat for a pescatarian, maybe some shrimp.
I'd much rather shrimp. I'd rather a cod. I'd rather lobster.
I'd rather cod over salmon.
She does not speak for me.
Ew! No, cod is literally the grossest fish.
What the fuck?
Ew! Next to scallops. Blech.
I don't love scallops either. I'll say I do not like scallops, but I don't understand why white fish like cod is so under salmon as far as people's palates go.
Let me defend whitefish for a second, because I fucking love whitefish. I want to marry a Jewish man. I love gefilte fish. I just think cod is nasty.
Name another white
tilapia.
Tilapia
is great.
The exact same
I don't remember what cod
tastes like curtains.
Lauren.
That's what I was looking at.
Lauren, I don't know. It's like if you have fish and chips, that's cod.
Oh, very enjoyable if it's fried.
Oh, we're talking about fried cod, Ashley. That's different.
No, like buttered cod with olive oil on it too. Very good.
Buttered crayons are good. Anything in butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, also olive oil on your salmon.
What about salmon and butter then?
Yucky.
What
about yucky compared to a cod?
This is exosensory.
What about when you make salmon at home and then there's that
Jared's
whitish-
about to press play. Play on the blender.
On the blender. Wait,
can I do it now? No, do it now. All right, well, I mean, I guess we'll just never agree on salmon.
The only thing is when Ashley makes a salmon on the stovetop.
Lord, I know it's gross.
I'm
it's not
saying
my specialty.
That there's like some white film that comes on.
There's always white film with salmon.
Bless you. And all right, enough, Lauren. Enough. Yeah, well, salmon's really hard to make, but that's how I feel about salmon.
That's why it's one of Gordon Ramsay's, like, boil an egg, make a perfect salmon. Yeah. You know?
It's extremely difficult.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a little deeper than my normal. I don't get it. Than salmon.
0 to 100 rule.
I know Naz's answer to this. I know it.
Then I'm going to shut up and then...
No.
No, I'm going to let Lauren respond first if you know my answer.
So, we should respond for each other.
If you're... somebody that you're friends with, I mean, not like your best friend, but like a friend is a little off. They're like, it seems like the vibes are off that day.
Yes.
Do you say, is anything wrong?
Depends on what the person is.
Actually,
depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was this girl at school yesterday. I could tell she was off. She wasn't talking to anyone. And I was like, I could check in, but I didn't.
Your face. Damn, Lauren.
And Naz just probably would check in no matter what.
Yeah, I probably would, but you know what's so crazy that you asked this today? Someone did this to me today.
Today?
Yeah. I had dinner last night with a friend and they thought I was off. So they go, hey, you were like a little quiet last night. Like, is everything okay?
Oh.
And so we had a back and forth. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, maybe it was work. I don't know. Like, someone texted me from work. So I was like sort of consumed in that. And then I text her back and I was like, are you upset with me? Are you mad at me? So I was like, so now I don't know, because then it made me think like, why did she think that? Is she mad? Was I not like attentive? It was like, so now I don't know. You know what I mean? It like made me feel insecure. I was like, oh fuck, was I?
No, I totally get that.
Do you know what I mean?
It could just be like, no, why?
Because I really wasn't off. Like, nothing's going on.
And if there is something going on, would you even want to disclose that information to someone if you're keeping quiet?
I feel like always ask because, you know, I mean, obviously. It's so obvious. I just feel like people are scared to sort of ask for help or resources, and like it's always nice to be there.
Yeah. Probably should always.
And ask people, how's your heart?
Even if it may make it more awkward, I guess.
I tell people, I'll text them if I felt like I was off. I'll be like, oh, hey, sorry, I was off. I just was worried about this and I didn't want to talk about
it. Well, what do you think?
No, that's what I think. I don't know. I don't know.
What would you do?
Lois, your food is gone. No, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be... I probably don't want to be asked it because I'm the person that's going to tell you.
So should I not ask you guys?
Well, if you ever think we're off, I don't know.
I don't know. That would scare me, though. What if something's happening?
I would tell you. That's it's the thing. Something. I would
say. What if it was something that you were scared to say?
I wouldn't be scared to say
anything. But what if it's an experience you haven't been through before?
Like what? That's not like
death. Things in life, like miscarriages or like, you know, like
I'm gonna tell you about a miscarriage too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd tell you.
Okay. But, okay. I mean, good to know. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
We're just we'd share, but I don't know if everyone would.
Well, I know that I shit on Lauren for ordering too much delivery food, but I know she's not gonna stop.
How can you resist when you have DoorDash?
You can't. It's just like it's the modern luxury. It's bringing a restaurant to your house.
It's keeping me healthy against coronavirus, all right? It's keeping me inside. It's keeping me safe.
Well, that's what NASA's saying, that companies like DoorDash are doing really well in a moment like this because people aren't going to restaurants because they're not trying to be in a social environment.
Right. DoorDash brings all of America's flavors to your door, and ordering is super easy. If you open the DoorDash app, you can choose what you want to eat, the food you want to be delivered to you wherever you are, and not only is your favorite pizza joint already on DoorDash, but there are over 300,000 restaurant partners in 4,000 cities.
What is your like go-to order
around here?
No, for anything DoorDash.
Well, you're gonna think it's so funny, but it's Maggiano's.
No, that's totally cool.
I know. Because we all go to Maggiano's together. Yeah,
but I didn't know that it was like something that you ordered in frequently.
Yeah, yeah. When we all went that one time, remember how much I love the rigatoni? Yeah. I was like, this is just a perfect pink sauce rigatoni. It's like classic.
It's a mushroom sauce.
Oh my god, I remade
that one at home because I usually like I know I can make pasta at home, but I know we can't do like Indian, Chinese, Thai, all that stuff.
Right. So that's what I usually
DoorDash.
Yeah. But you guys can DoorDash anything, so you never have to worry about your next meal. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code GET IT. That's $5 off your order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code GET IT. Don't forget, that's code GET IT for $5 off your order with DoorDash. I have a good friend related, I don't get it, that could be a good follow-up to this. Okay. So you know how my 30th birthday is coming up this month and I'm throwing a party. So there's someone that sort of become, that I like was close with, that's like more of an acquaintance now, but they're friends with friends that I have.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't want to invite them.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I'm like, I'm going into my 30s. Like, when are we going to stop pretending?
Inviting the whole class?
Like, exactly. Yeah, do I need to invite? I know, but if I don't, I know it'll be a thing. Yeah. I know the next time I run into them, it'll be this awkward energy conversation.
Then just invite them.
But that's so irritating. What do you guys think?
That's adulthood, I guess.
Oh my God.
I know. There's some things you just got to suck up.
I just don't understand because if I wasn't close to someone and I talked to them once a year, I would not be offended if I wasn't invited to their party.
No. Me neither. I'm not
I would
one
never
to be offended.
Be offended. Even if all my friends went and they had the best time ever, I would not be mad. I'd be like, I don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But if you want to eliminate drama, then just invite the person.
It's annoying. Okay. You would invite them, Lauren?
Yeah, because I don't want that in my life. It's like one
chew hour with them.
Like a
I mean, you like
the
pro, yeah.
the condo.
Plus, who wants to, you know, if you're not that close, why would you want to go to the birthday party?
They will go, though. I know you're talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about, too, and I know that they're going to go.
Oh, cool. Great.
Okay.
Yay. Can't wait.
Digital tips. Digital tips at coffee shops. Do what you is leave it? Them?
Oh my God, we talked about this yesterday.
We teased this on Sheena's podcast because we were. I was like,
tips. Do you leave them at coffee shops?
The way, we are on Sheena's podcast this week, so tune in.
Yeah, we were like, do you leave digital tips? Should we? Are they annoying?
Depends
we'll
on if they're really
on the
nice.
I don't get a podcast.
It's if they're really nice. If it took a while to make and they made it rather than just putting the order in. I don't really understand.
But
I guess
sometimes you don't know.
You split it all.
Yeah,
they
you
split
do. You
it
split
all
it
at
all.
The end,
yeah,
so
they split all that at the end.
I had a horror story at Blue Bottle. It's on the iPad. And, you know, they flip the iPad around. And it's actually a pretty big iPad. And I got something that all they had to do was really, it was like a carton that was already ready to go in the fridge. You know?
Yeah,
I bought that, but I asked them for a cup of ice. So they literally filled a cup of ice, gave it to me. So they charged me. And I figured, you know, no tip. They didn't really like make a coffee or whatever. Not that people don't deserve a tip. I feel like the worst now.
But
you know what I mean?
That's the argument at hand. Do you tip everyone for everything these days?
Exactly.
Because the screens tell you you're supposed to shame you into it.
Yeah. So you know, there's the three options. There's no tip, $1, $2, $3. And there's a line behind me. It's like a massive line.
Oh my God.
And I hit no tip and it doesn't work. And I hit no tip again. It doesn't work. And I hit no tip a third time. I'm like, oh my God, everyone behind me is going to be like, okay, so I left $2.
Okay.
But did I ever tell you guys the story of one of my bosses at the Dodgers who said that he was getting coffee and he paid with cash and a $20 bill fell in the tip jar?
That's a Seinfeld. Isn't that a Seinfeld episode?
No, it should be.
I think there is a Seinfeld episode. Yeah, there is a Seinfeld episode where
about
Kramer or George, they like drop it in there and then they go in and pick it out. And then of course the guy, the owner sees them picking it out and then he like chases him down and says never again. And then George is like, where am I supposed to get my boss's paninis anymore?
And that is Mr. Taven, everyone. Good job.
Very good.
Yeah,
I know.
What would you guys do? Would you take
a
the 20?
In that case,
a 20.
No. Once it's in the jar, gotta keep it in there.
A 20.
Oh God. I don't know. Depends how awkward it'd be to put your hand in there. How big the jar is. It's an easy reach.
I don't know. I think you're so risky. You'd have to literally
so
tell the employee.
Like, I accidentally drop it. I will put a 5 in there.
I'd probably
say
leave it.
I'd probably
leave
say
it.
Something for like a 50, but not a 20.
Oh, yeah.
Who carries 50s?
I don't know. 50s are like kind of obsolete
now.
Aren't
they?
I
want a 50. I want to go to the bank and just have 50s.
Wait,
in
I
my
haven't seen a $50 bill in a long time.
I don't think I've. I think I've
I
seen a $50
them,
bill once.
I get them from Aunt Laura on my birthday.
Oh yeah, it's a good birthday from an uncle aunt. It's just like a $50 bill in the cart.
Okay, wait. So yeah, I still don't know. I guess it depends on service. Depends on the amount, like what you're doing. If it's a fast casual place. Like if it's
Chipotle.
No, I wouldn't even see Chipotle.
Like I'd Shake Shack.
Like, no, Shake Shack is just about like Chipotle. What if I know that this is not
isn't
like,
that fast
like a
casual?
Panera.
That Panera is the same as a Shake Shack and
you put your
Chipotle.
Order in and you wait for it.
I feel like you get the okay, fine. So I don't know. Do you do that though?
What do you do at Panera?
I don't know. I usually don't, but ever since Jack worked at Burgerim, I was like
Now I think about it
because he worked a lot of what he got was off tips and they were very important for him, but you wouldn't think at a fast
and that
casual place.
Yeah. And that wouldn't be the case. He wouldn't get like any tips. It wasn't for that new electronic thing.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Because of course you would never think.
Well, because people rarely carry cash. That's really the reason.
That's a great new one. So I've found myself at too many valets recently being like, I'm sorry, I don't have cash on me.
That's
but like you always give
cash.
The valet like $3, right?
Yeah.
I think valets should now have on like their little 100%. Stand, it should say Venmo and then like this and like the company name.
Yeah,
so
or just have the smart.
Or just have like a little tablet when you're waiting for your car to tip.
They really do miss out on so many because of that.
Yeah. And
it's
cash
terrible.
Is so on the way out, I feel
cash
like.
Cash has been canceled for years.
So, like, the cash people who are cash-based need to, like, find a new way.
Cash is for, like, normcore
fathers.
When
was the last time you took out money?
Too long ago.
It's a great. Well, actually, no, we took out money yesterday.
No, we didn't.
I took out money last night at dinner.
Okay, yeah, it barely ever happens. Moving on.
I'm inconclusive on that one still.
Depends on your mood.
Let us know what you think in the Facebook group.
Yeah, you guys let us know. And if you have a job that is dependent on those screen tips. Lauren and I both had fainting episodes within the past 2 weeks since being on the podcast.
You fainted?
I fainted while getting my breast biopsied. You guys,
you already
benign.
Talked about this last episode.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I talked about fainting. Lauren, I delete the ones that we've already talked about.
Okay, but I do remember talking about you fainting last week on this episode.
But did we record it?
We talked about the freaking out of fainting.
Yeah, because remember I touched your boob.
Yes, we did.
No, we talked about that during the gyno episode because I was like, I fainted during a biopsy. How am I not going to faint during childbirth?
Okay. I get it. I guess I felt your boob off air.
Yeah.
Was my boob that memorable that you remember feeling?
Well, I actually may not be memorable because I don't remember. It was on air or off air.
Well, no, I feel like a loser.
So anyway, I fainted and Lauren goes to the doctor, you know, she's a doctor, but Lauren went to go get her eyebrows lifted last week and... She fainted in the same way. We didn't lose consciousness, but like we got really sweaty, blacked out, and then
did you hear anything?
I couldn't hold it, so my head went back, and it was,
so your head went back. You blacked out. Your eyes closed.
The hearing. No sound.
That's never happened to me before.
That never happened to me until this past biopsy.
Whoa. Yeah. Because that can just happen later in life.
I've gotten faint before. Been like, oh, I gotta sit down. Holy shit. But then, got lost hearing.
I have a friend that's like really faint prone.
Yeah.
She faints all the time.
Really?
One time she fainted in the shower and it was like really scary.
Yeah. It's really scary.
I know.
Does she faint in like crowded places when she gets so overheated or something?
I don't know, but I'm like very fascinated by this now. I kind of want to do a podcast on like why do people faint?
It's because you're losing blood to the head.
Right. But I want to know why certain people.
We're freaking out. It's not like anything's actually happening.
Well, no. In my case, there's like it's like some weird little frenzy. No, it's not all mental. They even said
it has to be biological, like with blood.
That happens with like being pierced in some area. And then like, I don't know. They said that there's some people can't help it.
If only there was a thing we could type this into and figure out what it is.
Okay. But Lauren and I specifically wanted to talk about the frenzy, the panic surrounding fainting and how funny that is. Because when you feel like you're going to faint, you're like,
I gotta tell someone I'm gonna faint. And then that makes you even more anxious and lightheaded because you're nervous to say, I'm going to faint. And then you faint faster.
Then you're like, I will be fine. And you're like, you are not fine. You are panicking.
It's like you are going down.
It's like caution. Here we go. Timber.
It's like when Aladdin, you know, in the cave, like starts crumbling in and you're like, it's going down.
Yeah. And I'm like, think heavy thoughts. And I'm like, butterflies, rainbows. I hate those things. Rain.
I got that last time. I was like, think of Lois with Jared. And I was like, not working.
Mom buying me jackets, going to lunch with mom.
You did that too.
Yeah. Think heavy thoughts. That's so funny. Obviously, fainting happens when your brain doesn't get enough blood and that causes you to briefly lose consciousness. One of the most common reasons people faint is in reaction to an emotional trigger.
Really?
For example, the sight of blood or extreme excitement, anxiety, or fear may cause some people to faint. Also, obviously, like dehydration and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, see, it's all mental.
Yeah. But your blood volume it causes your blood pressure to drop, obviously.
Well, they're freaking me out. They're like, don't look down. Don't look at don't look at where we're sticking the needle in. Okay,
right.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right.
So another thing that I have on the list is a little bit more emotional. I don't know why I preface every single one of my I don't get it by saying this is that, this is that before I actually say
I like
it.
It's stupid. This is stupid.
Yeah. You like give a description.
Okay. So at Kobe's funeral at the memorial, Beyonce and Jay-Z were wearing sunglasses inside. And I'm like, why? We have to just shield our eyes from showing our emotion.
I think some people, I think actually, you know, this is so interesting. A lot of people wear sunglasses to funerals.
I know, but sometimes I actually think it's acceptable. I know it is acceptable, but I'm saying, should it be okay, like the norm? Like, I think so it's many okay. people, I get it if you're like, you know, out there in the cemetery, but like to wear it inside, just why don't we just say we're all sad? Like, we're crying.
I may take a more cynical take and think that they took this opportunity to be fashionable.
You think? I don't think so. No. I think they were close with him.
So they were just crying. They don't want to show their puffy eyes.
I think, first of all, celebrities wear sunglasses inside all the time. Musicians sing. Because of that reason, it's not weird. And on top of it, they're at a funeral where someone died, where people normally wear sunglasses to shield them crying.
I know, but why do we do that? Well, because like, isn't that kind of like, isn't that something we should get over? Like we should just be like, here, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Yeah. Some people aren't as like brave as we are, I guess. Yeah,
I just find wearing sunglasses, even when the sun's directly in your eyes, to be annoying. So I think sunglasses suck.
All right. Well, that's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that, like, it's something that people did when showing emotion, like, wasn't
as like a 1950s woman. Yeah, the 50s thing. Her husband was totally a war.
Yeah, but now we're like cool with them.
I get what you're saying. Like, emotional it could be revolution. Nice to see everyone's like eyes in that moment and see like how they're emotionally reacting.
Yeah. And you're sort of emotionally like, reacting, and they're hiding that.
I knew Lauren was going to say that.
No. Conspiracy theory.
No.
Okay.
I heard a very funny conspiracy theory at school this week.
What?
The government killed Kobe to cover up coronavirus, to try to downplay coronavirus.
No, I think the government's obsessed with coronavirus.
I know. So I guess now they were like, oh, they tried to like stop the madness, so they killed Kobe.
Lauren, that is insane.
That's terrible.
Well, that's a horrible theory.
Yeah.
People think the world is flat.
Well, people also think we never went to the moon. Yeah, flat earthers, like, get out of here.
I'm sure this person was a flat earther, okay?
I feel like the guy went on a date with Susan was a flat earther.
Maybe. Gosh.
Wait, what was I going to say? We haven't even talked about Corona, which is kind of hilarious because it is like the most.
I watched Mama Dr. Jones' YouTube video on coronavirus this morning. It was very informative.
I'm glad we haven't talked about it, and we shouldn't, because I feel like there's so much misinformation. Yeah. Why perpetuate it?
Right. Yeah. She was very.
But it's just direct. So insane.
Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy. One comment, you know, how like the whole statistic that people die more frequently from the flu come out. Yeah. It's like all over there. Well, you know how they're like, there's been 6 confirmed cases of coronavirus today. What if it was like, and there's been 6 confirmed cases of coronavirus today, and there has been 700 confirmed cases of the flu today.
Right, right.
And then it's like, there's been 1 death from coronavirus today. There has been 36 deaths from the flu today. Like, why don't we just do that comparison on the news?
I know. So, yeah, whatever. We could go on about coronavirus and, you know, how more people die of the flu and whether it's propaganda or not, or how there's no vaccine, and like how people that have it literally don't know where to go. And I'm flying tonight, so I might get it. But what my I don't get it is, I just don't want to waste time talking about it because I talk about it all day, every day. My I don't get it is how Corona beer sales are suffering.
I feel so bad for them.
I literally want to go and buy. Not everything is suffering. Postmates is fucking killing it. Netflix is slaying. Also, Lysol. I got an email.
Lysol
Purell CEOs are fucking like laughing so hard right now. I went into CVS.
People who make the fucking masks are like rolling in. They would have never thought they would have
rolling in. What was it? I feel bad for Corona beer, but
so bad. I'm gonna go
but
buy.
You
a
know
couple.
That Chinese food places in New York City.
I told you this.
Oh,
yeah,
was that you?
Plummeting sales are plummeting.
No, Lizzie told us that.
No. She told me, and then I told
Lizzie Ashley
yesterday.
And Jared.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Wow, I'm so like influenced. I'm such an influencer.
Just told
it's true.
Five.
It's really
and
sad.
And then the last thing I was gonna say. Oh, I hate when this happens. I forgot.
Oh,
man.
Oh God.
I got an email from Alaska Airlines last night saying. Flights to Hawaii are now $100.
I know!
And I literally go, coronavirus is worth going to Hawaii.
I agree.
Let's go. I agree. This is the best time to go to Hawaii. It's like from now to May. Let's go.
Shay called me this morning. She goes, flights to Hawaii are $100. And I was like, buy your flight now. She's going next month. Yeah. Buy it now.
Do you know that flights home to D.C. are still very expensive?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, people need to get on the mainland because you're on the mainland.
I guess
the
mainland.
The fucking memes.
You're flying closer to China. Yeah.
The memes are literally killing me. Where it's like people with the flu, like stay in, watch Netflix, like drink a lot of fluids.
Introverts.
People with coronavirus, like let's go ziplining in Austria.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I know, right?
It's so funny.
I know. Okay, so our last, I don't get it. Well, actually, I have something else, but it's not. I don't get it. Another conversation topic. But our last, I don't get it for the day. Is the freaking Mac adapters. This is what happened. Oh, this happened because last episode we were trying to find like a phone adapter. You know how you now can't charge your phone and listen to music with like a cord anymore? That is why Apple do you do that? Why Apple do you make your new MacBook Pro have only one outlet plug thing? So like you have to get an adapter so that you can adapt that insert area to like your external hard drive, any SD cards, anything like that. They all require adapters now. Why
we're
would you do
need,
this?
Like pencil pouches they want to put more all money. Of our extra adapters.
I know, but
in.
It's
more
so money for dumb. The disrespect. Do you really need that much more money?
The disrespect. Like the fact that I have to go and buy a fucking $60 adapter, just like upload my files and footage.
Exactly.
Or like find a certain pair of headphones, or if I have a pair of headphones, they won't work on the plane.
For the flight, I have new headphones, I have AirPods, and then I have ones to work the TV screen. You know?
Exactly. You need one for the TV screen, so you can't even retire those. You need to bring those on every flight. And then like you have like your wireless and then maybe the other one so that if your wireless dies, you plug those in for your phone.
Precisely. Headphones are like sex. Like sometimes you can't find the hole.
Having
you know?
All of our Mac products is really hard on us.
Okay, I know. This is the most first world problem ever, but you know Mac did it just to annoy us and just to make money off adapters.
Yeah, it's
there's
rude.
No like there's no way that that
it looks sleeker, I guess.
No. There's no way that that insert or whatever you want to call it is
bless
like
you.
Any more effective or cool than the old ones.
Yeah,
I guarantee Dad would think it's cool.
No, they do look
do
sleeker.
Mean?
I feel like Dad would be like, it's so cool and sleek.
I want to buy their things. I want them to innovate. I want them to be creative. I will buy their products as long as they enhance my life.
Right.
What they fuck up with is like making me buy extra accessories that make my life less convenient. What Apple should be doing is making my life as convenient as possible.
Right. But yeah, that's what I'm saying is obviously they had to invent a headphone that only they sell. Because otherwise, with the regular headphone jack, you could go and buy any other headphone.
Is it just Apple that makes these, these jacks now?
Yeah, well, and then once Apple came out with the design, then, you know, generic brands started copying it. But before, no one had that, like, thin thing. It was very specific. Yeah. So it's obviously their way of getting more money out of us.
Yeah, like, Android which is annoying. Has the generic plug that plugs in, like, everything.
Like the, like the generic USB. I don't know what that thing
Android
is called.
Android still has a better phone camera, I think.
You think?
Camera.
Over the 11 Pro Max?
I don't know. My 11 Pro Max is only still really good in right lighting.
Really?
Or in night mode. Honestly,
in night
mode, it
is
fantastic in night mode.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
Let me see.
I don't know. That looks pretty clear to me, that picture alone.
No, it doesn't.
No.
What other I don't get it do you have? Any fun ones?
I mean, they're fine.
We're like taking pictures. No, we have the same phone, Ash.
Ashley, you've always thought that someone else's phone is better than yours.
Yeah, I do. I always think somebody else's phone is
better. It's the same.
It's different lighting, so obviously it's going to look different.
It's the same.
Okay. Yours looks better, actually.
So, is there a movie, you guys, that you feel like, for some reason, you find super rewatchable? Jared and I really like the rewatchable podcast on the Ringer Network. Mm. But I was thinking, I mean, obviously we have our rewatchable favorite movies. Like, right. We all know what our favorite movies are. I have one rewatchable movie that whenever it's on TV, even though like I would never consider it one of my favorite movies, I always stop on it.
What is it?
I always watch it till the end.
What?
Gone Girl.
What?
Yeah.
Really? And you watch it to the end?
I watch it to the end.
That's like a movie you have to pay attention
to. She arrives with the blood all over her, and they keep it on for hours and hours.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea why. I just always,
that's so funny.
I don't know. I just really like Ben
Affleck,
I guess.
So you're asking if we have a movie that we don't love, but we put on every time?
No, I mean, like, I like that movie, obviously. But, like, when I saw it in the movie theater, would I ever be like, this is the movie that you're going to stop on every time you see it on TV?
I think Disney movies to me are incredibly, like, so obviously rewatchable.
I don't know. Pretty Woman's on all the time, and I'll
Pretty
never
Woman
not
is, yeah, yeah, Pretty Woman is like one of my favorite movies. Like,
Sex
not
in
like
the
a
City,
one.
Though, too,
no,
right?
I know, but those are like the obvious rewatchables.
Okay, so like a non-obvious
a
one.
Do you guys have a non-obvious one?
I can't think of any.
I mean, I would watch Cool Runnings. I know we're talking about it over and over and over again.
That's what I'm
like. I would watch it to the end because the moment when they can all turn in the bobsled is like so fulfilling to me. I would watch Cool Runnings till the end.
I can't think of one. I got nothing. I can't even think of one movie.
Yeah,
right,
you
now.
Can, Lauren. Yeah, you can.
A movie that I watched to the end.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a real.
I never watched it
to
the end.
No, I never even put that on. Really,
really.
Yeah. I put it on during Christmas and Halloween. I can't think of anyone. Okay. I don't like watching movies till the end because it gets frustrating right before the end. Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
Fuck, Ash.
I got you all.
Lauren, now
all
you
them.
Have to have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you don't have a single thing. You don't
brought
up a thing.
I get everything.
Oh, carry you get the everything team on now? My back. Come on, Lauren. You have one. I don't get it. Everyone pisses you off.
I know. You got to start writing these down.
Because I'd sound like a terrible, cynical, like, I don't understand why people say hello to me.
Lauren, that's
so
amazing.
Yeah, that's so funny. Come on.
I don't get how people bring their lunches to work.
Why?
Because it smells.
Because Lauren is so sensitive to other people thinking that your food is smelly.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
When
people come in with their break room with their own boiled eggs.
Yeah, whatever, Lauren. Let them eat their own boiled eggs. They're saving money. I won't embarrass you here, but maybe you should stop getting delivery food every night.
Well, this is why Lauren doesn't bring anything else
because those are her guilty eyes.
This is why I can't fucking say anything. So I can't fucking say anything. It's not a guilty eye.
You spend
eyes.
Way too much money on delivery.
I eat one meal a day, which adds up to like a
you
lot
deliver
of meals.
Your one meal, which is like $50.
My asshole, that is not $50.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, anyways, I don't know. I would never be like satisfied with whatever I brought by the time it was time
I'm
to eat.
I will say you should, if you're going on a plane, you goddamn need to be conscious of bringing fish on a plane or like anything that smells weird.
I'm very bad. Like, I'm shamelessly
Ashley
will bring tuna.
You're the person that brings
the movie
the tuna.
Theater.
Yeah.
Okay, I did.
With
I will
Tupperware.
Bring
yeah. She'll put it in a Ziploc bag and eat it out of that.
I can't laugh because me and Ashley, she snuck in
pokey
for
one
us.
Time.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's a takeout. That's different to me. Bring your homemade fucking refried beans.
Ew,
it's disgusting.
You are my
I
mother.
Will say
you are.
That sometimes
that's
I can be
so
a little
nasty.
Bit frugal.
A little bit. Bringing refried beans in a Ziploc to the movies? That is not a little bit.
Okay.
That is not a little
you guys,
bit.
I had this idea that it was a 2.5 hour movie, and I was like, look, I want to eat during the movie, and I want to have my leftovers, and they're delicious, and that's what I did. I brought Tupperware to the movie theater, and I say that's a little untraditional.
A little untraditional.
It's so gross.
You're literally the bean
I
lady.
Don't know why,
ew. And like, of
I
all
don't
foods.
Care what people next to me think
I
about
know,
my
I
beans.
I am that person next to you, you know?
So? That's why Lauren has like a PTSD probably.
I do.
From who? Who destroyed you with
you
beans?
You bringing Brussels sprouts to Beauty and the Beast, probably. Jesus Christ, Ashley, you.
I can't. My friends are going to
wait. We brought
what
Greg
do you mean
to Beauty
who?
And the Beast.
Literally, when I was three, and you brought Brussels.
Oh, it's really funny, but honestly, I don't know why you care so much.
I don't know why either.
It's because of you.
Has somebody ever come up to you and been like, wow, your sister's beans smell really bad?
It's so rude.
No, because it's just embarrassing. I don't know why that embarrasses me.
Yeah,
okay?
It does. Lauren gets embarrassed by me, which also makes me kind of want to do it more.
Exactly. Oh, no. This is not helping my cause. Another reason why I don't say bye. I don't get it.
Oh my God, that was so rich. I needed that laugh. I needed that ab workout.
I know. What I realized was I was like,
Lauren, see, this is why you need to bring more I don't guess to the table because they're so funny. I know.
You're carrying the whole next ramble.
Okay, I got it. Whenever I go into a store and there's like a sales associate that asks or like looking at me and says, do I need help or anything? I feel the need to buy a lot to prove them to them really? That I can buy a lot.
Wait, well, what? That's another bad habit of
it's
yours.
It's a terrible habit. Yes.
You have the worst habit.
I know. Okay. I don't know you where just that scarred
like,
me.
Why do you just throw money in the toilet?
I don't know.
Oh, you want to hear another way Lauren throws money into the toilet?
Oh, let's not crucify Lauren.
Please don't crucify me.
But yeah, I do want to hear.
The parking tickets are still out of this world.
After she paid them off?
Oh. Yo, I don't remember Lauren, getting
these
tickets.
The overmodulation of this.
Jared tells me when he checks the mail, at least once a week, Lauren got another
ticket. I never get them. They're the same ones.
No. Oh, it's a reminder for the same one.
That get upped in price every single time because I go, did you, Lauren, pay the ticket? Pay the ticket.
I paid that ticket.
You didn't, Lauren. You didn't pay that ticket. She does this every time.
Remember when Lauren lied about, yes. What was it from your trunk? Oh, did we say that on the podcast?
We wanted
that. Please share that story because that is the most iconic Ashley Lauren story I've ever fucking heard. Okay. Ashley, this regale.
Okay. So it's the kind of similar. So I was. There's two sides.
This is why I don't talk.
No, this happened all in one day.
It's so
this
funny.
Happened all in one day. I was like, Lauren, did you pay your ticket? Did you pay that ticket? Did you pay that ticket? And then she was like, no. I don't remember. Did the ticket have anything to do with it?
It had nothing to do with
no,
ticket.
No, it was something else. You asked her to send
package.
You asked
her to
send a package, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll start there.
Once upon
sorry
a time.
But you guys there's so many times where I ask Lauren if she's paid the ticket, she says yes, and then I drop it, and then I'll get an envelope in the mail saying pay this ticket at the additional cost because you didn't pay it late, and I'd be like, you said that you paid it, and then she goes, oops. So now I have her send me the receipt.
Should this be a segment on the podcast? Did Lauren pay the ticket?
Lauren's oopsies.
Lauren's oopsies. It's so funny.
Okay, so this is what cracked up Nats a couple weeks ago.
Whoa. Oh, she got some wax in her ears.
No, okay.
When was the last time you cleaned those?
Okay. Ashley's oopsies. Okay. So Jared and I were away for the weekend, and I was shocked when I came. So I asked Lauren just once to send something in the mail to my friend in Buffalo. And I got back to the apartment, and I was astonished that the package was actually gone. I was like, holy shit, she sent it. That's amazing. So then I text her.
Oh, this is bad.
When I see... I text her when I see that the bear's gone. And then I go, you sent that? And then she goes, yeah. And I go, how much was it? And she goes, $40. Nats is laughing because she knows the ending. And then I go, what the hell? $40? Man, shipping is so much these days. And then she goes, yeah. I was like, did you just ask him like whatever the cheapest way to ship it was? And then she goes, yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, thank you. And then I out of courtesy,
you Venmo her.
I Venmo'd her $40. No question. You know, I already asked my questions. And then Lauren picks me up the next day.
She goes, what's in the back seat?
I go, what's that box in the trunk? And she goes, oh, nothing. It's nothing. And then I go, what the hell is that? And then I see that it is the box that she had supposedly sent over to Buffalo.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
How did you come up with $40?
Because I knew it was going to be around $40. Yeah, but you okay. Also just like
I
let
swear.
Me Venmo you. Like,
yeah, you just
because
so
I was,
fucking
because
mean.
This is it. I was just going to do it the next day. And then it was the back of the trunk. So I forgot it was back there.
No, of course. So then it was
so
like
what if
5
it was
days
like
later.
$28. Would
then
you
I would
return
have
the
not
12?
Returned the 12.
No.
Quite honestly, I'm not going to lie. So 5 days later, I see it still in the back of the car. So I was like, I'll send it. So then I go and I send it. It was actually shockingly
$33.
And then
$7
service charge.
And
then I go, hey, Lauren, Venmo me back the $40. I just went and sent it myself. And she's like, okay. And then, of course, never Venmo me back. I had to sit next to her as she did it on her phone.
And that concludes today's episode of Lauren's Oopsies.
No, then it got worse because the same day that I found the box in the trunk, I ask Lauren, I go, hey, the new registration tags, like, can you go through the glove compartment to see if they're in there? Mm. I think we just stuck the envelope in there when we got them in the mail. And then she goes, I checked, not in here.
She asked me to look for stickers. I didn't see stickers.
I literally said, I think we stuck the envelope in the glove compartment.
Okay, where are we going? Lauren's Oopsies.
And then we're on our way to your place. Yeah. Your place. And then I open up the glove compartment right there, straight away, not even going through a whole bunch of different papers, is the envelope.
Lauren, you open didn't the envelope, it.
And there
I
are
didn't
the
open
stickers.
The envelope. I thought I was just looking for stickers.
I specifically said there's an envelope with stickers.
Wow.
And there they were.
Oh, well.
Right there in front of my face.
Amazing. Amazing content. This is
Lauren's attention to detail.
Hunter's catching on to all of this as well because he's asked me like 50 times to like ask if I can graduate with 1500 hours based on like different licensure requirements, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, did you ask today? I'm like, no.
Why haven't you asked?
I don't want to know the answer.
Lauren, that's a stupid thing to do.
And why don't you want to know? You're going to know this.
Lauren, this is like how you get nowhere in life.
Wait, why don't you want to know the answer?
Because I just want to kind of live in my head that I could graduate with 1500 hours and not have to have the definite no, you need the 1600 hours.
Lauren, so you're scared to find out
Lauren,
you need
get
100
your
more
1600
hours
and go to school all the days of the week. Just catch up.
Excuse me, I have an 81%, which is actually pretty good.
Yay, high five. That's amazing.
Why isn't it higher?
It's Ashley.
It's attendance, not fucking.
You have 81% attendance?
Yeah.
You've attended, there's 20% of days you have not attended?
Of 1,600 hours, I have 81%.
That's
okay,
a lot.
You have to go to school all your hours.
Ashley, I'm going to fucking slay your fucking asshole. Obviously, I'm going all 1,600 hours.
So what, you're just delayed by 20%? Is that what it is?
No, 90 is when you're on graduation mark.
Okay. So you still have 10% to go.
Yes, 90 to 100 is you're graduating early.
Do you guys like love the way that whenever Lauren's being a bad girl, she gets mad at me?
Because she's being obviously annoying.
I love how they both look at me like I'm supposed to like judge Judy and like put my gavel
but
down.
But that is like
no,
when
Lauren goes all your ass. I didn't just waste a year of my life.
I'm not getting Lauren, in the middle of this. Lauren, you guys have fun.
It's just exactly when she had the 6 tickets and I was like, Lauren, you have 6 tickets to pay for and they're under my car.
Okay.
Like if I get pulled over.
Thank you all for listening.
And then she would curse me out for like her having them.
She just doesn't shut up.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Right,
we love
bye.
You. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.